Hey, good afternoon, Donnie. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. You remember speaking with me yesterday?
I did.
How you doing this afternoon?
Doing good. Fixing to jump off a bulldozer.
Here
Hold
you
on one second. Let me give them a part.
Yes, sir.
Give me one second.
Of course. Take your time.
All right, let me move so when I get this thing cranked, it hang in our ear.
Okay.
All right, so what we're talking about is waiving all those fees, all that stuff, $2.99 a month for the platinum deal. And you'll set all this stuff up.
Correct. Yes, sir. It'd be $2.99 flat. No other hidden fees would be involved.
Okay.
That's all it would be each and every month. Yes.
My question is, can we pay for 2 months, set it up, do what you're going to do, and that gives us 2 months to see what this is going to do. At the end of the second month, you call me. If it's working, we continue it. If it's not, we don't.
Correct. Yeah, you can do that. Give me 1 second here. Okay. Yeah. So, if you wanted to do that, I would have to do it. It'd be $5.98, total, but that would give you, that would pay for 2 months.
Okay.
Okay. So we can, okay. Now, I mean, if you, Give me 1 second here. There's going to be a website and everything that I was throwing in today, Donnie. Now, there's an option that I do have. We can do that for you, or we can, if you wanted to do a, it would be a little bit more, but it'd be a 3 month deal. Now, this would get you a custom website design, meaning it's a custom website. Normally, by themselves, this website costs around $3,000 to $5,000, but it'd be thrown into the package for you at no additional charge. If you wanted to do that deal and get a beautiful website built for your company, I can do that for you at the low rate of $700 for a 3 month term if you wanted to do that. But if not, then we can start you off at the 2 month, and if you wanted to do that way, we can do it that way. But I mean, it's up to you.
So it's $700 for the entire package, or $700 for the website in addition?
It'd be the $700 for the website and a 3 month term. So you'd be locked in for 3 months and you would get that website that would be built for your company.
For $700.
For $700. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll do that. $700, 3 months. You set everything else up like you're talking about, the Googles, all that crap. And then at the end of 3 months, we see where we're at, and we've got a website. I'm sure we'll continue it. Now, when we continue it, how much is it going to continue per month?
So it would renew at $2.99 unless you wanted to do another contract. We do 3 months, 6 months, and years. If you like the contract deal and you like to save money and you wanted to go that route, we can cross that bridge as it does come. But it would renew on a month per month deal after the 3 month term at $2.99.
Okay. So that's what I want to make sure of. It wasn't going to jump to $5.98 or $600 or, oh yeah, you got it 3 months, but now it goes to this amount. So if we're talking about 3 months, $700, set everything up. And then at the end of 3 months, we've got the option to move forward at $2.99 a month.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Good with that. How do you do this? Credit card or bill me or what?
So what I would have to do here, just before billing information, I just have to verify some information about your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here, and then we would take the payment information and set you all up here. But let me just verify
there's gonna
that.
Be some, there's going to be some additional that y'all hadn't got. You've got the underbrush clearing, the site preparation, excavate, and all that. We also have a mobile service unit where we go out and service heavy equipment, bulldozers, all that type stuff. We service it on site. We dispose of all the oils, all that stuff. And, of course, with the excavating, we do driveways, culverts, all that. So there'll be a lot that has to go into the website as well as whatever you're advertising.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we do is, after the payment and everything takes place, we conduct what we call a client interview with you. That's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, Donnie, and they go over everything with you in regards to setting up the website, getting pictures over to us. They go over the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in. So we cross the T's and dot the rest of the I's during that client interview, and we get all of the correct services that you offer and everything involved with the business.
Okay. I will get the shot for 3 months and we'll see what happens.
Well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Donnie. I can tell you that much. But in order to move forward, I do have to verify that information. So now Google for the front page, they do only allow one primary line of contact. Now the number that we've been speaking on, the 256-357-6426, is that the best number for us and your clients to reach you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we also have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's where Google recognizes you as a legitimate business in the area. They give you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that you're located in. I found the address for the business listed as 240 Deer Run Drive. Is that a storefront business location or is it a home?
It's a home location and all that, but that is not going to show up on your Google Maps.
Negative. No, it's not. No, we're not going to showcase that for the public to see. That's going to be
hidden. No, I'm just saying it doesn't show. If you Google it, it's going to take you 30 minutes from here. I actually have to give you an address. If you're going to use it for a point of circles, I've got to give you something else.
Gotcha. Well, no, we just got to get you PIN verified.
Hold on 1 second. Let me catch this. I'm coming right back.
Yes, sir.
Well, they hung up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Okay.
That's all right.
All right. So, you said you have another address. Now, can you receive, this is where we have to get you PIN verified. So it's where we have Google send you over a postcard sized envelope. It has a 5-7-digit code on the back of it. It's a verification code. Once you receive that, you got to call into us so we can activate the listing. It takes about 5-7 business days to receive that. So is the 240 Deer Run Drive the best address to send that over to?
It is, but I mean, if you're sitting there, what I was going to give you is an address that's directly across the street that'll show up on your Google map. And if you do all your stuff off the center of that, I mean, are you telling me you can't do it that way?
No, we can. If you have a secondary address, absolutely we can. But I'm just saying.
It's not my address, but it's my neighbor's address.
Can you accept mail at that address? Will your neighbor allow you to accept mail there?
No, I have to get the mail at 240 Deer Run Drive.
Okay, then that's the one that we'll promote for it. That's the one that we're going to use for the time being. Now, if you want to change that in the future, you are able to. Anything is adjustable.
No, I'm not looking to change it. I just want if you're doing some kind of perimeter around that address, that it doesn't show up 40 minutes from here in Montford.
Oh, no, we're not doing any, no, we just need to use that address to get that PIN verification code over to you. Yeah, no, absolutely not. Okay.
Okay, that's your address, Sam.
Okay, wonderful. And then the zip code out there, just to clarify, is 35096, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then, for the account purposes, Donnie, what's your last name?
Sims, S-I-M-S.
S-I-M-S?
Sam. Yeah. S as in Sam, I-M-S. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. And then do you spell your name with an I-E or a Y?
I-E.
All righty, thank you. And then what is the best email address to use for you or your business?
DSIMS115@yahoo.com.
All righty. DSIMS115@yahoo.com. Okay.
Yep.
And then also, what are your hours of operation for the business? Like, you operate it on a 7-day-a-week schedule, you operate it 5 days a week. How does that work for you?
I would rather set it up just showing 5 days a week, 7 to 5.
7 to 5. Wonderful. Okay, all right. Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. And then when you're finished with the job, after it's all said and done, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, credit cards, or how does that work?
Right now, cash and checks.
Just cash and check for right now?
Yep.
Okay. And then also, did you have any other forms of advertising out there, Donnie? Did you have a Facebook or an Instagram, any type of social media made for the business?
Got Facebook. It's under CNS Clearing Specialist, LLC.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. I do like to ask to make sure that anything that you're doing outside doesn't conflict with what we're doing and social media.
Okay. The only other one I've got is something Angie. Angie.
Home Advisor powered by Angie's?
Yeah.
I hear that. Okay, yeah, we know what you're doing as of right now, but that's not going to conflict with what we're doing either. So that's okay. Why I like to double check. All righty, Donnie. And then if we would have to get a hold of you for whatever reason in regards to the account with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Phone call and email.
Okay, alrighty. So with that being said, I'm going to be sending you over an email as we speak. I'm typing in the number right now. So it's giving you two forms of contact. You're getting my phone number directly. It's going to be located on the email at the bottom above my Google credentials. And then at the very top, you're going to have client support's number. Now,
right.
It's going to be labeled client support. That way you know it's from me. Okay, so and
right.
Each and every time you try to call one of those numbers, you can reach a live agent. You can reach me directly. If I don't answer, leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back to you as soon as I'm back at my desk or I'm off the phone. The only time I don't answer is when I'm talking to another client like I'm talking to you right now. So I'll contact you when I'm at my earliest convenience when I'm
available. That's fine.
Okay. And then also, Donnie, it shows me the email did send off to you successfully. And the last thing that we would need to do in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming would be securing the payment. In order to secure the payment, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
I'm going to give you a Visa card.
Okay. Now, does the Visa card, does it read Donnie Sims on it, or does it have your name and the business name?
My name and business.
Your name and the business? Okay.
Yep.
And then the card, it normally should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it if it's a Visa. And I'll read those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready when you are.
4275-1801-0100-0610.
Okay. And the expiration?
9/26.
And the CVC on the back?
480.
Now, Donnie, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So like I said earlier, I'm going to repeat those numbers back to you here for accuracy. So it does, now I have a Visa reading at 4275-1081-0100-0610. And then I have September of 26 and 480?
Yeah, we got one number not going. When you go 4275, it's 1801.
1801?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You said 101, but it's 1801.
Mm-hmm.
0100. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And 0610. That's the last
right.
four. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm also going to be doing is putting together your package, but I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement with our company, Local Splash. And, Donnie, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase that we have a better understanding of what it asked you, just feel free to stop me and I'll address that question a different way, but it's pretty self-explanatory. But it's only about 90 seconds, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
CNS Clearing Specialist, LLC.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Donnie Sims, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah. I don't got anything else. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's October 26, 2021, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $700. Now, this is going to be for a three-month term. So when you're, when the term is complete after the 3 months, let me see here. Give me 1 second. October, November, December. Okay, so it's going to renew on January of 26 on a month per month basis at the rate of $299 if you decide to move forward. Okay, and just let us know if you want to do another contract if you don't want it to renew on the month per month basis. Okay.
You better put in your call me on about the 24th and we'll decide if we're going to renew.
Absolutely. And you can also put since it does automatically renew, I'm going to put a note in my calendar, but just be on the safe side, put a note in your calendar on your phone as well 3 months from now. That way you can call into us and you can let us know. But like I said, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Donnie. Okay. But when your term, is completed, it would renew after 3 months at their low rate of $299. Okay. Now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We would just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. That does conclude the voice verification, Donnie. Now, I am having my finance team run the 700. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to your we're emailing you over an invoice showing you that that came out of your account. So give me one moment here while I get them to run that payment. And then I'm also going to be setting you up for your client interview that we discussed about earlier as well. So give me one second here. And that card, it is connected to the, is it connected to the 240 Deer Run Drive?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Okay. The payment did go through. Donnie, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be profitable for you. Now, I do need you for a couple more minutes here. I want to make sure that I give you your username for your client dashboard. This is your tracking and reporting system. So, can you pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, I'm able. All right.
Okay, so do you have you should have an initial invoice sitting in your inbox. It says Local Splash initial invoice.
Yeah, well, I've got client support. Thank you.
The invoice hasn't processed yet. Okay, gotcha. Well, you're going to be getting an invoice here momentarily. It shows that it's still processing over to you on my side, so you're going to be receiving that here momentarily. As soon as that comes through to you, you're going to be there's something that I need you to sign to get you into your client dashboard. So basically, Once you receive the invoice, you're going to go into it. There's a little tab that you need to click. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And you would click on that link. Once you click on that, that's going to show you a summary of all of the services that are included within the package that we're providing for you. Now, at the very bottom, there's a little box that you click. It says, I certify that I'm authorized credit card holder. You click on that box, and right below that, you would sign your name, your full complete name, Donnie Sims, and then you would confirm your signature. And once you do that, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. It sounds like a lot, but it's really easy. Once you get to it, it's self-explanatory. It will walk you through it.
Okay.
But that's once you receive it. And then once you do that, Donnie, the password, the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on as of right now, including the area code. Okay. And then the password is going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview that I'm about to set with you right now. Okay. So, now I can get you in. I'm not sure that would be kind of quick, but let me know if this time works for you, Donnie. I can get you in. Right now, what time is it exactly? Is it around 12:37?
Yeah.
Okay, I can get you in between 1 and 2 o'clock, if that works for you.
I've got a meeting at 1 o'clock with a customer.
Okay, then I'll have to push it out until tomorrow. I don't have another time available this afternoon with another agent, so I can push it out until tomorrow. But what time works best for you? I have all day available tomorrow.
Let's say 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. All righty. Give me one second here. Yep, I have that time wide open. Okay. And they're going to be giving you a call on the number that we're speaking on right now, the 256-375-6426. Okay.
Okay.
And then during the interview, they're going to be walking you through on getting all pictures, walking you through on getting content over to us, photos that you want onto the website, logos if you have any, slogans, stuff like that. And it's just an interview. It's about 30 minutes long, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. Okay. But yeah, just make sure that you try to get that signed before the client interview. Like I said, it's still processing over, but we will get that over to you immediately. Like I said, it's processing on our end. But Donnie, before we disconnect here, did you have any other questions on your end that I can answer or clarify?
No, I'm good. We'll give it a try. I mean, as soon as this email comes, I'll try to, go click and do and sign and send back or do whatever, and hopefully that'll get all that taken care of. And
it's pretty self-explanatory. Like I said, it's a little link that will walk you through step by step on what to do. Okay.
Okay.
And then, like I said, Donnie, we look forward to working with you. But any other questions for me before we disconnect?
Nope, I'm good. Appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate your time as well. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Donnie. Bye-bye.